Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Mike Florio.
Let's bring in Mike Florio here. Joins us on the program.
NBC Sports.
All right, Florio, I know you're probably busy.
Pro Football Talk.
Starts the day, he ends the day with Pro Football Talk. He is Mike Florio.
We have learned that an unvaccinated Aaron Rodgers has tested positive for COVID. Your thoughts?
Well, you know what? He's a big, fat liar.
I wouldn't listen to some of those people out there, especially guys like Mike Florio.
Go to hell with your big brain. Ladies and gentlemen, Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio.
Mike Florio with Bernstein and Holmes.
How are you, Mike?
On the Score.
We are going to connect with Mike Florio, hopefully, in a couple of minutes. But there's actual, like, breaking news, which we thought, we expected. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Beat the Streak Podcast. Get an inside edge how to win $5.6 million prize every day this baseball season. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcast. Eloy Jimenez is back in the White Sox lineup. He will bat sixth and play left field today for your Chicago White Sox. So you're saying, Lawrence, don't there need to have been some corresponding roster moves? Yes, you are correct. There were some corresponding roster moves, and here they are. Eloy's back from his rehab stint. The White Sox have placed Jake Berger on 10-day injured list with a bone bruise in his right hand. I want to know the last time Jake Berger took an at-bat, because it didn't say retroactively. Place right-handed pitcher Vince Velasquez on the 15-day injured list with a blister. Recall Jimmy Lambert from Charlotte. Transfer Danny Mendick to the 60-day injured list. So Eloy is back. Berger is injured, and Eloy will play left field today.
So Berger subbed in, sorry, Layla, yesterday at second.
Yeah.
And he took an at-bat on July 3rd.
But was that the only at-bat since he got hit in the hand?
Yes.
Because if so...
Yeah, July 3rd was the last at-bat.
So maybe they were sitting there...
And
it exacerbated, and they put him on the injured list. And so there's the move.
Then why'd they...
You're asking
also,
great questions.
Since we're here, and I'm sorry, Mike Florio... If Andrew Vaughn is injured, then also put him on the injured list.
We're wondering right now where his legs are. But Eloy will be playing left field today. Mike Florio, he is the editor-in-chief. He is the man in charge of Pro Football Talk. You can watch him on NBC as well. And he joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Mike, thanks for joining us. What do you think of the silly idea of putting a dome on Soldier Field?
Well, I think you answered the question. I think it is silly. And I just wonder how much of these ideas that get thrown around are part of laying the foundation to put blame on the Bears if they end up leaving. Like, hey, we tried everything. We tried to offer a dome. We tried this. We tried that. They chose to go to Arlington Heights. Blame them. Don't blame us. So, you know, anytime you get the politicians involved, there's always a chance that the truth is something other than what they want us to think it is.
Yeah, I think that to just give you a little bit of some of the political rumblings here in Chicago, I think that the mayor is up for re-election, and I think she's just realized that she's going to go down as the person that lost the Bears. And so now she's throwing everything at the wall to try and keep, or at least make it look like she's trying to keep the Bears.
Yeah, I think that makes a ton of sense. And also, anytime you've got a team that wants to get an improved situation, wants to get public money, it needs to have leverage. And for some teams, the leverage is there's another city out there that will build a stadium and pay for most of it. For the Bears, it is we'll find our own place nearby and we'll buy it and build it and pay for it ourselves and see you later, Soldier Field. So, you know, it looks like it's something that's just going to continue to be a back and forth until somebody gets a deal done or doesn't get a deal done, and we'll see how it plays out. But the idea of putting a dome on Soldier Field, I don't know why these NFC North teams want to give up their home field advantage. The Vikings never should have done it. Wouldn't it be something if the Packers are the only team left that has weather as part of its home field advantage?
I understand the thought process, but I also think that with the way weather fluctuates these days, it's probably just good business to have the dome. But I do want to offer this, Mike, is that the public money is not as plentiful here as it is in some of the other new stadium situations across the country. And so I wonder how much of it is going to be available from either municipality who's involved in this, and how much of it the Bears might have to draw from that expected value teams are expected to gross to once gambling gets really instilled in a lot of the business areas.
I know there are owners who don't believe in using any public money. I mean, the Patriots, for example, they own Gillette Stadium. Now, they got some public money when it comes to the roads and the access to Gillette Stadium, but they own it. They run it. They don't have to worry about public bodies looking over their shoulder, telling them what to do with it. They get other events at Gillette Stadium when the weather allows, and that's the idea of having a dome. You can have events during the fall and winter and early spring months that you otherwise wouldn't be able to pull off if you have a dome on it. But yeah, look, I'm surprised that any public money is available for any of these teams. And you never see any of these measures end up on a ballot because the voters would conclusively every time vote against public money. You just need to hope that if you're one of these teams that's trying to get public money, you can convince the politicians to play along and come up with ways to finance these stadiums. But they do it because they don't want to lose their teams. I think Chicago realizes it's so big of a market, the NFL is never going to let the Bears leave, that the farthest they would go away is to one of the suburbs. And again, that's what they're trying to avoid.
I do think that in Dallas, they would have voted yes, overwhelming yes, on having Cowboys Stadium be in Dallas. That was discussed, just for the record. But they also had a huge population growth that allowed them to pay those a little bit off, allowed those to pay them off a little bit early.
Well, and I really do think that most cities and states that have teams, if you put it out to the full public, the people who show up and cast a ballot, especially now, it was a different time when AT&T Stadium was open 10, 12, 13 years ago. I think now, current climate, far less of an appetite for the general public, most of which doesn't watch football and doesn't care about football, to subsidize the billionaires out there who can just pay for their own stadiums.
Mike, this Browns quarterback situation is fascinating because of all of the money that has been invested in the spot. What's the latest that you're hearing on what happens with Deshaun Watson? And what are the Browns? Are the Browns really willing to punt on the 2022 season, considering they might not have a quarterback for it?
I know that there is some quiet optimism from the NFLPA's side regarding the evidence that was and wasn't introduced in the three-day hearing last week. And now the decision will be in the hands of Judge Sue L. Robinson, a former federal judge who is independently hired, jointly paid, and compensated by the NFL and the NFLPA. The written documents for both sides are due next Monday, the 11th. I suspect she'll issue a decision the week of the 25th. You don't want to do it too quickly. You don't want to take too long. You've got training camps opening. There's an appeal process potentially on the back end. But at this point, we just wait. Now, a settlement could happen at any time. I wrote something about this late last night, early this morning, that from the league's perspective, if they're going to back off of their position that they want him to be suspended for the full year, they almost need the cover of Judge Robinson's decision before they would then try to work out a deal while the appeal process begins to unfold. I think it's very difficult for the league to agree to something like 6 or 8 games if that would be the middle ground for Deshaun Watson this year. So I think we just wait. And the week of the 25th is when I'll be paying the closest attention to a possible ruling. And with Baker Mayfield, hey, I've said time and again, if they're not going to have Deshaun Watson for the full year, it makes sense to mend fences with Baker Mayfield and get him to play there 1 year. It makes sense for him. It makes sense for the team, but it's too far gone. I don't think there's any way Mayfield plays for the Browns again, even if they don't have Deshaun Watson for all of 2022. And these are all things that get determined between now and the start of training camp, because I don't think Baker Mayfield is going to play along if the Browns say, you just stay home, we'll excuse your absence from camp, and we'll wait for a chance to trade you. He's going to be saying, I want to be traded or released now so I can go to my next team and get myself ready to have the kind of season that sets me up for a big contract next year.
What did you think when you heard the cause of Demaryius Thomas's death released? Because it was very sad to read, and the seizures and the CTE discussion that was revealed were certainly things that made me pause when you consider the health and welfare of NFL players.
Well, the release from the Concussion Legacy Foundation was a little confusing. There was a quote from Demaryius Thomas's mother that seemed to imply that the stage 2 CTE was a factor in his death. And then later in the release, the Concussion Legacy Foundation acknowledged that it's just speculative at this point that CTE can cause epilepsy. And in this case, it's more likely that his epilepsy was a result of a car accident he was in and a fall that he had after that. And he had a condition that develops. And I didn't even know that this is a condition after a serious car accident where you can have seizures. And so that's the fundamental problem with CTE. We know it exists, and we know that a wide range of athletes get it. There was a former soccer player who had stage 2 CTE. That was announced last week from the headers, and they're trying to minimize and eliminate headers in youth soccer. But we don't know still what it means to have it. We don't know what it manifests itself by way of cognitive issues late in life. Some former players get it. Some former players don't. And, you know, the bottom line is this. I remember when Chris Borland retired after one NFL season, there was this doom and gloom idea that guys were just going to quit playing football. Everybody knows the risks now. And when was the last time, other than Chris Borland, that somebody early in his career said, I'm done, I'm out, I'm not going to assume the risks of playing football? Everybody knows the risks of head contact in football, in hockey, in soccer, in MMA. My God, how brutal the UFC fights can be. Boxing, and people still keep choosing to do it, and they can't say at this point that they didn't know. So I really don't know what any of it means, but I do know that people are going to continue to assume the risks and go forward participating in those sports at the professional level.
And then also, Jerry Jones picking a very, very sensitive partnership with Black Rifle Coffee Company. And some of their products, as you reported and the Associated Press reported, include AK-47 Espresso, Silencer Smooth, and Murdered Out. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think this all gets back to the reality that when the Colin Kaepernick debate was raging, the NFL consciously decided to pay attention to the portion of the fan base that was strongly negative toward Kaepernick versus the portion of the fan base that was strongly positive toward Kaepernick. There's a demographic out there that the NFL doesn't want to piss off and also isn't bashful about cozying up to. And I'd say a lot of those folks are Cowboys fans, and that's fine. That's fine. But, you know, we see it happen with every mass shooting that happens on an almost daily basis. People retreat to their corners. People stay huddled in their tribes, and, you know, there's money to be made if you pander to one side or the other, and the NFL tends to go in one direction, and we've seen it over the past 5 years, and this is just another example of it. It's either the Cowboys being incredibly tone deaf, which I doubt, or the Cowboys making a strategic decision that they'll deal with the slings and arrows because this ingratiates them to a segment of the fan base that they want to be ingratiated to.
Mike, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us, sir.
All right, have a great day.
That is Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk.
We like Mike.
We do, a lot. Got any thoughts on the White Sox lineup? Eloy's batting sixth, playing left field. Jake Berger is injured. He's on the injured list. Vince Velasquez is injured. He's on the injured list. He's on the 15. Jake's on the 10.
It just makes me very curious as to what's going on with Andrew Vaughn. Does that make any sense?
Yes, because Andrew Vaughn's legs are not in a place where they feel comfortable with him playing outfield a couple days in a row.
But they don't want to put him on the injured list, and they have a log jam.
He's at first base today. So here's the lineup. T.A. leading off, Vaughn at first, Luis Robert in center, Abreu's your DH, Gavin Sheets in right field, and Loya, man, they are asking Robert to cover a lot of ground today. Aloy in left and Sheets in right. Moncada at third. Leury Garcia in second. Sebi Zavala is your catcher. Starting pitcher, Lance Lynn. They'll go up against Joe Ryan today.
Well, that was a Ron Coomer well.
Well?
Andrew Vaughn being at first, I guess, is encouraging.
Yeah.
Knowing that he's in the lineup. But then again, we saw Jake Berger having that bat, and now he's got a bruise in his hand that I think came from being hit by a pitch before, so that's confounding.
This is the four DH lineup right here. You got four DHs in one lineup. That's what I was saying about like the redundancy of it. If you see balls fall into the gaps today, like Robert can't get to them, like you have two corner outfielders who are severely limited from a range standpoint.
How hard has the contact been on Lance Lynn's pitches recently? Is it enough to be a concern?
Let's see one more start. Let's see how it goes against this particular lineup.
I'm not concerned.
And the whole idea offensively is we're going to bring Eloy back and he's going to bring some danger to the middle of our lineup. Let's hope that that's the case.
I am worried about the slickness of the grass.
It's fine. Everyone's well, except for Jake Berger and Vince Velasquez and Yasmani Grandal.
Is this the hard that we were embracing earlier? Is that this?
Yes. This is the part that Kara Lawson says we got to embrace. Then it's made worse, and you got to embrace that. And then you got to keep embracing all of it. There's no joy in Mudville. There's no joy in life.
Just enjoy the work is what I was trying to say. It's okay. No.
I didn't know.
Be that, miserable. Then be more miserable. Then when you enjoy the work, no, you're supposed to be more miserable.
We're like Kara Dostoevsky. I didn't know that she was a Russian philosopher.
I was just laughing because the people telling us we didn't get it are really telling on themselves.
Well,
I'm not inviting any of you to my party.
Well, you won't have to invite them to the party, Layla, because they're rising and grinding. Hello. They're not going to stay up late and be at your party because there is no joy in life.
But they're
Carol Nietzsche over here.
But we're soft for enjoying the grind. What is happening?
At the end of it, she just should have gone, God is dead also. How about that?
She was
now go run a lap.
She was right in saying don't get discouraged.
Yes. We're making fun of it. There's a lot of good in there.
There is, but the game is supposed to get slower, and that's the reward for the work.
Right. You put the work in and the game actually does get easier.
And because you like the work, then you do more of it, and it gets
Isn't that what coaches try? Like, I guarantee you that there's going to be a video of Kara Lawson explaining to players that once they play in the system for a while, it's going to become second nature. It's going to get easier.
That's the goal, actually. Like, why would you keep wasting time on something that wasn't working for you?
That's why you drill all of this stuff so that it becomes a part of you. And it's easier. You're not worrying about where the pass is going to be. You're not worried about where your feet are because you've done it so many times. It's easier for you.
Couple notes from the text line. 630 feels me. Yeah. Isn't Lance Little fly ball pitcher? And then 219 goes, where's AJ Pollock?
We were promised jetpacks. And we have the four DH configurement. What?
You know what's happening this weekend that's good?
I'm going to go see Jay Illa at Rhythm and Booze at Promontory.
But additionally, we got an all-star game.
Yes.
We have an all-star weekend here.
Yes, the WNBA all-star game. How about that?
We should talk about it.
Yeah, and we should talk with like a great person.
We should.
Maggie Hendricks is going to join us. We're going to hang out with her next here on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And a timeout here from Jim Boylan. What are you doing? I've known Jim a lot. Like, seriously, like, what strategy are you talking? It's down a 25-point blowout. There's a minute four left. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I want to get out of here.
Here's what it feels like to me. It feels like an inexperienced coach not treating his players like professionals.
We practice to not have timeouts.
And not understanding what is a teachable moment and what isn't a teachable moment. Because with 10 seconds left, when your guys are pissed that you called this timeout, instead of bringing up whatever that situation was in a film room or in next practice, you're saying, oh, we got to talk about it right now.
I coach by faith.
And to me, that just reeks of somebody who doesn't know what they're doing.
Look at that. You're getting the treatment from a Mike Rankin. That's how you bring a guest on. That's how you do it, especially when there's tons of tape because, you know, we love her and we love when she was doing shows here. Now she does shows and writes columns for Bally Sports.
Bally!
Along with our friend Russ Dorsey.
We're double Bally today.
Yeah, we got a lot of family over there. Cam Smith. Shout out to Cam Smith.
Sam Hale behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Joe Riley. What's up, y'all?
What's happening to all those people over at Bally?
Party. Tonight's going to be a good night.
Noisy Wavos. All of our people, they're all over there.
Michael Felder?
Right?
Wow.
What a crew.
We just came to that realization just now.
Yeah, that all of our friends work at another place. You want to? Never mind. Maggie Hendricks will join us here on the Circa Resort Casino.
Also, Maggie understands.
Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What's up, birthday buddy?
Hello. I feel so loved that I got that treatment. That made me happy.
We wanted to make sure that you felt welcome making your triumphant return to the Score airwaves to talk about all things.
All the things. Let's talk about them all.
Well, it is one of the reasons we wanted to have you on. It wasn't just because the All-Star game is this weekend at Wintrust Arena in McCormick Place, and that is going to be a lot of fun, WNBA All-Star Weekend. It's not just because this guy had a tremendous week and a great month, and James Wade was named the head coach of the month by the WNBA, but it's also because you bring a good perspective, and this week, I think we need your perspective. I want to start there, actually. Is there anything you want to say that maybe hasn't been said or that has come across your mind in all of this?
You know, I think it's just one of those moments where we need to give each other as much grace as possible because it is so bad. So even stuff like when you're out driving and a cyclist speeds by you and that annoys you, or somebody cuts in front of you in line at the grocery store, this is a week for grace. So let's just give people as much grace as possible because we need it.
I think you're right, and I'm glad that you've also been fighting the good fight when it comes to the safety of cyclists, because that's something that when you're out here raising money, doing your ride, and seeing how much you ride and enjoy it, I'm glad that you are speaking up for that, because it's become a thing. Like, Chicago should be it seems like it's a cyclist-friendly town. But there's been a lot of tragedy on the roadways over the last 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, 4 kids in the month of June were killed by drivers. 4 kids. And then there were also other pedestrians. And I believe the number right now is 16 pedestrians, 5 bicyclists have been killed in Chicago in 2022. And so there's a lot drivers can do, but I think the biggest thing drivers can do is just calm the heck down. Put your phone down and take a breath, and everybody will be safer if we all do that. And the thing is, if you're annoyed about traffic, you should be kinder to cyclists, because the safer it is for on the roads for cyclists, the more people will be riding their bikes and not be in their cars. So there'll be less traffic. So let's just all, so that more people can ride their bikes and not feel like they're going to be murdered.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Maggie. I know it's been rough. I appreciate what you were saying on Twitter too, speaking out about this. It's been a senseless few weeks when it comes to all of those losses that really should not have happened. Let's talk about something good. Let's totally change gears. I'm terrible at these transitions, but we're all going to steer this boat together. More so than Pivot Kayak. Some good news is that it is WNBA All-Star Weekend. And this guy have had a fantastic run the past couple of weeks. Biggest comeback in WNBA history orchestrated thanks to what they've done. Candace Parker has achieved tremendous milestones that hadn't been done before in the league. How do you put into context what this guy have done in the past really 3 or 4 weeks?
I mean, I think this is the team that we were supposed to see last year during the regular season. And now they have even more parts that are helping, like Emma Mieseman and Rebecca Gardner. And then you also throw in, like, Candace is just at her very best right now. And she just looks so comfortable. And everybody else looks so comfortable around her. And, I mean, there's 3 All-Stars. Four All-Stars. James Wade is coaching. It's in Chicago. So Chicago's going to have a huge presence at the All-Star game this weekend. And it's going to be so much fun because it will be so Chicago. And I'm like, just can't wait to see it all happen.
What's it been like watching Candace Parker be perfect? Cause I feel like we're watching as close to perfection as a human being can be. She does everything right. She keeps winning. And she's won a title. She seems really happy. What does the league say about her decision, one, to keep playing and to go back home and succeed at this level?
I mean, it's just on the next level. It's nothing we've ever seen before. You know, like somebody who decides, hey, I'm going to bring a championship to Chicago, and then does it in her first season, and then follows that up with another. I mean, there's no reason why she should be left out of the conversation for MVP. She is playing that well. And so, I cannot think of another athlete who has done something similar. Maybe LeBron when he won in Cleveland, but that's about it. Like, there's just not a ton of comparables because she's just at another level and also seems really, really happy with her family, with just everything. And I mean, I'm so happy about seeing something like that right now because, as we were discussing, there's a lot of bad in the world. So seeing somebody who is performing at the highest level and is happy, man, that's just awesome.
Yeah, we need that. And I'm reminded of when she said when she came here, she wanted to choose happiness and choose herself. And when she did that, everything kind of seemed to come together. But it's also the...
There's a lesson in that.
There is, mm-hmm. as we were just joking about the Kara Lawson speech. And there's an appreciation there too, but you can have different perspectives on things. Moving back to just what the Sky have been able to do, I think one of the things that makes me appreciate it so much is that expected outcomes in women's basketball are a stereotype. And we're seeing that really change this year in the way the games are played out and the play of the league overall. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of times people think that, like, only one team is really good in women's sports and then everybody else falls apart. And if you look at the standings right now, like, the Sky and the Aces are very tight. The Sky have one less loss than the Aces. Connecticut and Seattle are right behind that. And then, like, Washington and then the Atlanta Dream are right behind that. The Atlanta Dream, nobody expected them to be good this season. They had, they had the number one pick overall. They had a new coach. Their team was basically a train wreck last season, both on and off the court. And now they're sixth in the league and probably going to make the playoffs this season. And it's so funny. There's so many things that I was not expecting to occur this WNBA season that have.
And then also, since we're here talking about this, and we're talking about the All-Star game, we're finally seeing a cohesive plan when it comes to how to discuss Brittany Griner's situation in Russia. And yeah. It's come out that first, when she was there, there was discussion about how people didn't want to draw attention to it, that hopefully it would resolve quickly because she might have been being used as an example.
Her family legit, her wife asked to not speak on it.
Correct. And that's part right. of the reason why we have chosen not to, at least myself specifically. But now we're seeing a plan here come into play. There is a public outcry. How do you explain that to people who maybe don't know the situation, who want to familiarize themselves with what's going on?
Yeah. Basically, her family followed the advice of the State Department and of advisors who they're working with, who used to work for the State Department, used to be negotiators for the Clinton administration, the Obama administration. So it's basically, a lot of times the State Department does things because they understand things on an international level that we don't. And so this is basically us just following whatever they say to do. And now the advice from the State Department is to make it a very big deal and to tweet and do rallies and sign petitions and do all the things I think, especially WNBA players who are always very socially active, are comfortable doing. They want to speak out. That's how they are. And so now it's just our role to kind of follow their lead. And it seems weird because at first it was like, okay, no, we're not supposed to talk about this. But then it ended up that they did want us to talk about it. They did want us to put pressure on the Biden administration. So that's what's happening now.
And she was named to the All-Star team, correct?
Yes, she was named an honorary player for the All-Star team. And it's there's so much weird to it because how well she played last year and how well she was playing in Russia, there's no question that she probably would have already been. She would have been an All-Star. She absolutely would have been. It's just going to be weird covering all of this and her not being there. And it's just going to be such a giant, just a giant hole in the middle of it that should be filled by this 6'8" player who is so, so good at her job.
Right.
Is Quigs going to be in the 3-point contest?
You know, they still have not announced who's going to be in it. But she has already said multiple times, Allie Quigley has said that she does want to be in it. I could not imagine a situation where she's not, considering it's in Chicago, it's Allie Quigley. You know, I mean, you got to give her the shot. So, and actually, Azaree Stevens on the Chicago Sky also said she would be interested in being in it.
I mean, you can't have a three-point contest without the horse goat. I mean, come
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
You can't have that in her own gym. No way. No way. Are you ready for Strange New Worlds?
Oh, I'm so ready. Man, that is such a good show. That's such a good show. I didn't know what to expect, and I've kind of been annoyed that they keep going back to the Enterprise bucket when there's so much more to explore. But, oh, I love this show.
Yeah, and I like this is Star Trek, Layla, not to be confused with Star
Wars. From Star Wars.
Right. And Maggie and I, at one point in time, used to kind of do a Star Trek podcast together. What did we come up with? Was it the Blood Wine podcast? Is that what?
I think it was. It was the Blood Wine. W-H-I-N-E.
Yes, that's right. That's what it was.
I get it.
See, I love that they had decided to with Discovery to kind of build a universe that had never been seen before. And you're right, there is something that's a little disappointing with continuing to go back to pre-Kirk. You know, like we keep going back to that. But I think that the performers are so good that I'm drawn in.
And the writing is so good. And it's just kind of Trekkie and fun. And so you can have the more serious stuff with like Picard and Discovery. And then you've got the more fun stuff. Also, I have gotten into the Orville. And I think you need to watch the Orville.
All right, I will put it on the list. I know a lot of people love that as well. Mike Freeman's been tweeting about that for years on how good it is. So we will check it out. And we are really happy that you had time for us. Continued success. Tell Sully and Pete, and do it in that order, by the way, that we said hi.
Your giant dog, Sully, who thinks he's a small lap dog.
Exactly.
And fools people on the Twitter machine into thinking he's a small lap dog.
Yeah, people have no idea. And then I'll post a picture of him actually sitting on my lap. And it's like, yeah, he's 80 pounds. He just has no idea that he's 80 pounds.
Yeah, he's a big, big boy. Maggie, you're the best. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. So nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Maggie.
That is Maggie Hendricks from Bally Sports, where all our friends are.
Yeah, apparently so. And also for anybody who's interested, WNBA All-Star Weekend, they're always very inclusive. It's a very big family event where, you know, kids like to go to. They've got the Fan Fest going at McCormick Place, and the game is at Wintrust Arena at noon on Sunday.
Speaking of noon, High Noon is next here on The Score.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street. In front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High Noon?
Yes, High Noon.
I love the bit, but I also love asking stupid questions about the bit, like a child.
Well, what we usually do is, for High Noon, we tell you what we've been talking about. We've been talking about Eloy Jimenez being back and batting six for the White Sox this afternoon. We talked about Kara Lawson.
We talked about how we all want the same things, and nobody is above reproach and discussion on these White Sox streets.
That is true.
Y'all are all held to a high standard. I'm not sorry.
We will also have a discussion with Russ Dorsey coming up in a little bit about the Cubs and Kyle Hendricks going on the IL.
And a guy who held himself to an excellent standard who seems to be producing results, Seiya Suzuki.
Shout out to Seiya Suzuki, man.
Wow.
Him being back. It's just fun.
He's like, I'm back. Here's some runs scored in interesting ways.
Yep. Here's an inside the park home run. Here's a liner to left. I'm back, baby. And it's trouble for the Brewers.
It's high noon.
Sorry I gave you that audio at the last minute, Ray. Do we have it? So CNN had me when they said a man in Kentucky has turned a man cave into an eel pond.
Hi, everybody.
When Nick Tobler goes down the hatch, he's heading for his eel pit. He's got a feel for eels.
If I were to like try to pick her up, which I kind of do here, she would dart off.
And you think eels are cute?
Oh, I think they're adorable. I think weird things are cute. I don't know. I like weird stuff.
Nick is a manager at a Kentucky pet shop and was delighted when he discovered his house had an underground receptacle to collect rainwater underneath the garage.
My house came with a cave.
And what better to stock it with?
We have eels.
then mail order eels. Online fans follow every wriggle and squirm as he dangles worms.
You can see right when he sees me there, he starts getting excited for this worm.
I had him eating out of my hand within 3-4 days.
The internet ate it up, especially when it came to naming the eels. From the biggest, Crunchwrap Supreme, named after a Taco Bell favorite, to the smallest.
Here's a little bathtub.
Often names included the eel, from Shaquille to...
This is Tequila. Tequila.
And the supremely popular...
Mentally Eel, that's a fan favorite. Mentally Eel has single-handedly cured my depression, is what most of my comments are saying about it.
Nick's own online nickname is Cow Turtle. He set up a director's chair overlooking the eel pit and is thinking of adding a hammock.
This is about as good a man cave gets.
And within Nick's man cave, the eels have their own man caves to retreat to as they worm their way into the hearts of everyone except the worms. Genimos, CNN.
We have eels.
New York.
When I saw that story... jackpot.
He's got a feel for eels.
Oh my God, how did they do the drops already?
Mike Rankin should be thanking you because that story is nothing but drops.
You're welcome. Also, an eel named Crunchwrap Supreme. Yes.
Mentally Eel.
That was a very clever pun.
Come on.
Shaquille.
Because
we have eels.
The video is even weirder.
Well, yeah. And it's awesome. Now look, I love to do audio for High Noon. And we've been in some misery business with the White Sox.
Every time you say that, we all want Paramore to play. We don't know what happened.
That's the whole point.
Well, I mean, Studs and I have talked about it.
Yeah, Haley? He's mad at me. And guess what?
Haley Williams?
Take Meatball. Take him.
Haley Williams invited to the cookout.
Aw, yay.
We'll do a Haley Williams segment the next time that we're together.
Studs must have known we were talking about him. He just texted.
He's always listening.
About the eel named Crunchwrap Supreme.
Well, with the misery business of the White Sox, I don't want anyone to think that this got by me on Sunday. I see you, Jason Benetti.
Sean Jelly comes on. It's on for the third time. A-J-E-L-L-E. H-J. With... the H and nothing else silent.
Harrison to right and a leadoff single. That was Jelly and a baseball bat to lead off the third.
It's a good way to start it off.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Jason Benetti, that didn't get past us, sir. And we thank you for that. That concludes High Noon. We're going to talk baseball with Russ Dorsey next with a baseball bat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.